or personal advisor.
Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good morning, everybody. I got my coffee and feel good having it with me this morning, and we have an interesting show for you to talk about, and we'd love you to jump in on it. And you can do that by dialing 855-DR-MITCH, that's 877-6-4-8-2-4. And the texting number for this hour is 91588. So if you're watching on Facebook Live, whether it's on your phone, on the CRN1 network, or directly at AM 1170, the answer 96.1. Hiya. Much for being up with me and doing the show as always.
Good morning. Happy to be here with my coffee.
That's right. So we're going to talk today, I think we'll start talking about ignorance versus stupidity. I think there's a huge difference between the two. And I think we should make that clear because today's show is part of it. It's going to be versus stupidity. And this just doesn't go for anybody. It goes for everybody. There are times where we are ignorant, and there are times where we are stupid. If we're ignorant, then the show's calling is to make you. And if you're stupid, now that's nothing I can do about. Let me explain. If you're ignorant about something, about a medication or something that's going on, well, you know, that's okay. Doctors are ignorant. I'm ignorant. I mean, a nurse practitioner, now she's ignorant about things. That's, you know, this is just the way it is. We can't know. But being stupid means that you've been really hooked into something. Ignorant is over time in medicine. Ignorance over time over medicine is medication or something. Then you learn that that medication is over when you keep using that same medicine. That's stupid. Or continuing into this, perhaps 150 years ago, before Pasteur came up with his infectious problem and his philosophy that bacteria cause disease, and then eventually developed, of course, the penicillin, mold. So back then, we thought that it was okay to get things cut. We didn't have to wash them out. And doctors didn't necessarily tell you to do that. They bled you instead, and that was ignorance. But once we've showed, it's important to make sure things are clean and that we need to change our clothes between surgeries, we need to make sure our hands are clean, etc. That would be stupid. This is really important, you know.
Yeah, I get it, and I'm looking forward to what you're going to tell us.
Well, first I'm going to tell you about an article that came out. And we're going to do that when we come back, and then we're going to transverse over to something else. But today's show is about becoming smart so they don't have to live in darkness and ignorance. And you have to learn how to read articles. It just leaves us not only ignorant, but super easy. You can call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH. Or 855-376-4824. Now, you can text to 561-789-1588. That's 561-789-1588. You're listening to CRN1 Talk Radio. And, of course, AM 1170, the answer at 96.1. Good morning. Let's talk smart right after these messages. I'm Dr. Mitch.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com. Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Hear the music. Hi, it's Dr. Mitchell. We hot, Mike? Yeah, we are. Dr. Mitchell, we're back. You know the number. It's 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4H. And you can text, of course, to 561-789-1588. This segment, we've been talking about, we start off the program talking about there's a huge difference, in case you just joined us, between being stupid and being ignorant means we just don't have a grasp or the knowledge. Stupid means you have the knowledge. And an article this week about Sartin and one of the... That doesn't make any sense. Fixing blood pressure. And then this week, pure sheer unbelievable. And that is, it came out saying that, here we go. We have, because medicine, of course, because it has these cancer-causing agents in them. And because of that, they're saying, well, the risk of the blood pressure is much greater than getting cancer, so keep taking these medicines. Now, I look right through that for a couple reasons. One, you should easily on a different medicine, wouldn't you think, when there's 40 or more different antihypertensive high blood pressure medicine? Number two, why would you risk taking something that you know had a known agent in it, and if your blood pressure, unless it's super high and nothing else works, the whole concept doesn't make sense, except if there is some secondary gain associated to it that someone's not telling us. For example, I don't know, but maybe the monetary issue of throwing out so many medicines of this nature would cause some maybe financial difficulty to some company here or there, but to me, it makes no sense. And here's my perfect example of you were ignorant that there was a problem with these medicines. You took them because you had high blood pressure. Now your blood pressure is improving, but now you find out there's a cancer-causing problem that you're going to still take it? I don't know. I find that unbelievably stupid. Isn't there other medicines in place of Losartan and things of like that, Irina, that we could use, or doctors could perhaps move patients? Or is it one of these things that there's no way to get them off it and they shouldn't stop and take cancer? I don't know. My opinion, yours may be different, but that's what I think.
Well, the ARBs are good drugs, and it comes to people. This particular drug class, need to take two or three different class blood pressure medicines, but do it short term as to the risk of cancer. I would do it if it was me.
Right. So you would not, if you found out, knew this, you were taking an ARB, which is like Losartan, and then you found out that it was a great drug, you were doing well, your blood pressure was in great shape. Suddenly you find out that it can cause cancer, you would then probably not take it anymore, right?
I would not take it. And I think there are drugs in this category that are just more expensive, and they don't have issue with that. And perhaps they are not offering because the insurance companies don't want to pay for them. Valsartan, Losartan, they've been around for a long time, so they are cheaper alternatives. But the newer ones in that category are expensive.
So let's find out.
So it's about money.
So let's find out if a younger person would take that, because younger people have like that It's not even the, they have this mentality that they can live forever. Mike, come on the mic on for us. We're 1 minute. You there, Mike?
Yes, sir, Dr. Mitch. I'll say that again, Ms. Dr. Mitch.
How old are you?
Just turned 40 yesterday.
All right, so you're a young guy in 40. Do you take any blood pressure medicine by any chance?
No, but I'm thinking about starting to take baby aspirin.
Okay, I wouldn't do that either, but we'll talk about that. So let's assume for 1 second, Mike, you needed a blood pressure medicine. You're put on the blood pressure medicine. Your pressure's excellent. You're happy. But then you read in the news that that medicine's increasing kidney cancer, which will start. One is. Your F says to you, Mike, don't worry, because we have a shortage of that drug right now. And it's okay for you to take it.
Dr. Mitch, I'm talking to Michelle. Michelle Jackson, an expert in mental health problems in the workplace. And one of the things that I always think about is, what are the things that trigger? Now, in my case, it's, you know, a bad date, a kid having a problem at school. But in your, as an expert, what are some of the triggers that you're seeing?
Well, in the Unum research, what we found that for the average worker, the primary triggers for mental health issues are focused on five different areas.
Michelle Jackson, an expert in mental health problems in the workplace. But in your, as an expert, what are some of the triggers that you're seeing?
Financial challenges is one of the biggest triggers for mental health issues. What we found that for the average worker, the primary triggers that are going on with your loved ones and personal and family relationships were ranking right up there at 53%. And then job satisfaction. So you can see that between finances and job satisfaction, there are two things that are in the workplace setting that could be a trigger to mental health issues.
Boy, that is really, really interesting. Let me ask you something. It might be a little bit more difficult to answer, but I would appreciate it. I know there are cultural differences. There are communities that have a very difficult time. My personal assistant is Black, and she says in the Black community, for example, they have great difficulties even admitting there's even a mental or problem. How do we get around that? How do we address these type of issues in the workplace?
Well, you've touched on one of the challenges, and there's definitely ethnic differences. There's also generational differences. Our study, so the Unum study, did look at generational differences, and there's differences in who will reach out for help between what we call the traditionalist or the older worker and the younger worker, that Gen X and that millennial. But you've also identified there's definitely cultural differences that will inhibit or preclude somebody from asking for help. I think what we need to do as a community is, and especially as employers and in the work setting, is to make sure that we start talking about this and that we treat everyone the same and that we are open to those types of discussions. There's lots of stigma that's associated with mental health issues, and we need to knock down that stigma. We need to make it okay for people to talk about this type of issue.
And I want to. Thank you, Michelle, so much for joining us. If you want more information, visit www.unum.com/mental health. That's www.unum.com/mental health. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's time to leave the cocoon. No more rain and cold weather. Enjoy the deliciousness of Columbo's. It's not just the delightful and tender steaks, the to-die-for fish specialties. Columbo Family Italian Specialties, along with jazz every night and the world's greatest meatballs. It's the feeling you get at Columbo's. It's easy, friendly, not fawning, and so far away from Beverly Hills prices, it makes for, oh yes, experience. It's easy, and don't we all need a large dose of easy and enjoy? Don't deny yourself and the family. It really is good times central. That's why you have got to get to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's Mangia.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Welcome back, everyone. Dr. Mitch here. Our number is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH or 855-376-4824. Don't be shy. Just give us a call. And if you're really uncomfortable, just don't be afraid. Just text us to 561-789-1588. That's 561-789-1588. We're talking about relationships today. We always talk about how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. I mean, that is the key of life. So we're going to talk about relationships now and things that you can do in your relationships to make it better. So Irina, you know, what makes you feel comfortable? You know, we're married, but in relationship, that, you know, go from maybe it changed what your interest, what was important to you. Probably not, because you're very mature. What's really important in your mind to women and their needs in a relationship, or at least in yours? And others can jump on, and they can easily call 855-DR-MITCH if they want to weigh in on this. Go ahead.
It's important that I know that you're listening to me, that you're not just like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 and mm-hmm, and, you know, just
attention.
Nod your head. Attention, right. Make me feel that I'm important.
So a real concerted effort to, you know, to hear, you know, what's being said and so forth, which I do. I think I do that.
You do. And when you don't, I'm like, hello.
I would say 95% of the time.
Almost all the time. Yep.
I'm very attentive, listening. And there's a way of knowing if someone's listening, because if they answer you like, do you know what this is? And they answer you, well, the baseball game on tonight has so-and-so pitching. You know, that would not work out.
No, really. But men usually, yeah, yes, yes. Okay, whatever you like. Yes,
but I think I interact.
You do, right. If somebody always like agrees with you and then the next day they're like, I never talked to you about that. You didn't say that.
So attention and relationships are important to the each other, you know, being able to listen to each other. And I think being able to react to one person's needs and vice versa. And I think that's a very important thing that, you know, we know what the other's interest and needs are. And do we don't have to have perfectly the same interest, but I think we have to align ourselves with those interests to one another so that the communication lines are always open, always working, and we can have fun together doing things. But I think our interests in this relationship pretty much are parallel. I would say
except the movie selection.
Yeah, you're not into I like the action movie. You're into the romance.
You like the space, you know, and the world ending and all these
silly
futuristic
stuff. but you like some of those. Most of the time it's romantic movie and occasionally
I like drama. I like based on life stories. You don't like those because I guess you like to just go to a different world.
It's not that. I like to go to a different world because of I deal with life circumstances, you know, all day. That's what I do as a integrative physician. And for those joining us for the first time, I'm Mitch Genn. I've written 4 textbooks. I've been doing integrative medicine for 38 years. And I deal with patients that are really quite sick or have failed in to multiple other physicians throughout the world. They find me and seek me out. So my job is serious. So I try to keep it light. I try to make light with my patients over. But ultimately and underneath it all, it's very serious. Now, let's do something a little lighter in a relationship thing. It says pretty much a psychologist recently that it's very important that after we make love to one another, that we take the time to spoon and hold each other. And that this psychologist, Justin Lemiller, says that it's a more than couples spoon or otherwise express affection or intimacy, the happier they tend to be. So, in other words, the old have sex, 1, 2, 3, thank you, ma'am, jump out of bed, goodbye.
Yeah, that would not work here.
It would not work. And it was published, this highlights, in Archives of Sexual Behavior, which they surveyed 138 men, 197 women in relationships. And they asked them things about, you know, how long was their foreplay, how much after a time affection there is. And they found that people who spent more time on post-sexual affection were more satisfied with their sex lives and their relationships. And I think that makes sense because it shows it's not just for the chemical release that occurs in the brain and these substances upon orgasm, but it's that wanting and yearning to be close to your mate and staying by them afterwards that show great affection. I think that's part of it. I think that's really, really important. When we come back, young American men, for some reason, are having less sex than ever before. Why is that? Well, we'll talk to you about a new article that just came out, and I think that will give you a lot of information about that. Our number is 855-DR-MITCH. It's 855-DRMITCH. I'd love you to call us, or 855-376-4824. It's 855-376-4824. And you can easily text us to 561-789-1588. 561-789-1588. You're listening to CRN One Talk Radio, The Dr. Mitch Show. Dr. Mitch here. I'll be right back.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. That's 800-716-9903.
What do the 4 stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drug, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works. Mm-hmm. And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code FLASH, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FLASH.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Welcome back. Dr. Mitch here at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. And the number to text is 561-789-1588. Give us a call. You're listening to CRN One Talk Radio every Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 2 Eastern, 10 to 11 Pacific. We talk how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. And, of course, open program. Your questions are certainly welcome. No judgment. You can call and ask anything you like. And on Sundays from 6 to 7 Pacific in the morning, yeah, it's early, I know, AM 1170, The Answer, and 96.1 joins us at that time. And 9 to 10 Eastern is the same time on Sunday for those on the East Coast a little bit later. Talking here with Irina, my co-host and, of course, wife, about, you know, relationships and some of the things. Well, there's a new thing that they're finding. We were talking about how cuddling after sex and spooning is very good for the relationship and it binds people together. Now they're saying the number of American adults who've not had sex in the past year, we're not talking in a month, in a week, has reached the highest ever. They're now reporting claims, and figures indicate most of them are men, not women. Now, I would have thought immediately it's women, but it's not. And they did an analysis in the biannual general survey, social survey conducted by the Washington Post, and they found that 23% of adults said they had no sex in the past year, and a much larger than expected number of them were men. 23%, that's almost basic a quarter of the men.
I know, it's Really?
And I can't believe it either. Now, I can understand that maybe 30% of the male population, older as they get older, has some ED, and maybe that's the reason for it, but that's not what they say. They said that the percentage of men under 30 now, right, who don't have obviously a problem, who said they had not had sex in the last year, has tripled since 2008 to 28%. And it was significantly higher than the 8% increase reported by women in the same age group. Can you imagine 28% of the poll? Now, you have to always, when you look at a survey or a poll, you have to feel, A, was the question asked properly, and also they extrapolate the data, meaning they say something and then they get it from a poll and then they assume it's across the country. Some pollers are better than others, some not. But just the fact that that poll, wherever it was, and that the number is staggering, let's us say if it wasn't even 28%, it was even 15%. That's huge for 1 year. So they're saying, why is that?
Yeah, why is that?
So a psychologist weighed in on it. Her name is Madeline Rowentree. And she thinks the gender disparity is down to the fact that young men are watching more porn than women are. And they're saying a recent study that was conducted by BBC, that's the British, that 77% of men between the ages of 18 and 25 had watched porn content in the last month compared to 47% of the women. And to me, that still sounds like a huge amount.
So what? So then they figure it's easier to do that than just...
I think there's expectations in watching porn that are not in real life.
They go into the real world and they're like,
I don't know. And then maybe their expectations aren't kept up to by their relationships or something like that. It's crazy. When you're living at home, they say, it's probably harder to bring sexual partners into your bedroom. More people are living at home. The survey found that more than half Americans, 51%, between the ages of 18 and 34, don't have a steady romantic partner. The figure has risen since significantly from 33% in 2004 to now 51%. Why is that?
Are people so busy, or because they like to text and they don't really know how to have a relationship?
Maybe
anymore?
That's what it is. Socially, they're not as adept as they were previously. So they say there's a lot more things to do, I guess, at 10 o'clock now that were than at 20 years ago. Streaming video, social media, console games. They have other things to do, and so because of that, and by the way, the majority of this data. Was from one-on-one interviews. It wasn't even a respondent type thing where they sent out, a paper. This is most of this was done from talking to people, which really is unbelievable. And they're saying that the part of the issue that men haven't had this or gone a year without sex and all this, again, is because of apps. They're saying there's too many apps. Digital dating. Struggles aren't young guys' sole road back, thing to love, they're saying. And basically, they're nervous around women. Goes back to what you were saying, Irina. Men are now nervous, and they can't get over it. Because before, like when I was a kid, no, it wasn't just horseback, sweetheart. Don't look at me like that.
I wanted to say something about that.
Yes, you were. What were you going to say? Go ahead and say
that. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, well, anyway, when I was a kid, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have apps. We didn't have that social media. We went outside and we played with our friends and met people on the block and we hung out, with girls and guys. So we're used to talking to girls. And we were used to, talking to them and, then feeling more comfortable. There were still shy guys, but it was much easier to say, hey, do you want to go out this Saturday night? Or, you could tell because you were face to face. You could see, that the woman was interested, the girl was interested, the guy was interested. You're talking to just them.
And there was nothing else much to do, right?
Nothing. And then there was a typical movement towards, hey, do you want to go? You want to go out this Saturday night or something, or Friday night? So that nervousness, you know, and we don't have that problem. Now, when you're online, this online dating thing, you know, and talking to people online, you don't have to look at them in the face. You don't have to see them. They don't see your habits. So it's a little bit easier, I think, right?
Yeah, you don't have to dress up, put makeup on. It's a lot of work. Well, yeah. That's for women, but we're talking about men, right?
So this new era of everyone being afraid of everything, which is part of it, has led to an interesting sexual device, a protective device, which is totally insane, but I guess it was necessary. We'll talk about it when we come back. 855-DR-MITCH. Give us a call. 855-376-4824. We're here with you, and you can easily text the 561-789-1588. You're listening to CRN One Talk Radio, and we'll be right back after these quick messages. That's what Tobias tells me. We'll be right back.
Come to RegenitiveMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenitiveMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenitive, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com. What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com. Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941. Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Mitch, Dr. Mitch Show. Have a look good, feel good, have great sex. Irina with me. Number is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. And you're listening to, of course, CRN One Talk Radio, where we talk here on the Dr. Mitch Show about things that you need to know for your health, and always bent towards natural health. And you're welcome to call in at any time that you want. We're talking today about relationships. I think relationships, Irina, have degraded a whole bunch, and there's a fear, too. We were talking about how there's less sex than ever, men leading the pack, not females, in a year, as high as 38% in some age groups. And we're talking about the younger age groups. Some psychologists are blaming it on porn, some other things. But I think part of it, in my mind, and this wasn't written, but I think part of it's being blamed on the fear that that can come back to them, that the woman could say he or she did something wrong. We've shown that so many times, especially in this country recently, how simple things that would have been accepted 30 years ago now come back and are horrible, and you want to ruin someone's reputation. And I could see how men today are afraid that maybe that will come back, you know. Was the sex consensual, and it's part of the Me Too movement, and I could see that scaring men, scaring them significantly. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't blame men. I mean, you know, we have two young sons, and it worries me that somebody could always say, and you know, the opinion will be probably on the side of the girl or a woman, that whatever they did was not consensual, and he can get in big trouble. I know somebody that happened to their son, and that you know, young guy is in jail just because you can.
What's his argument? And they don't listen to the guy.
Right.
Not that the guy couldn't be wrong, but
of course
the guy should be on even footing. They're saying an estimated 1 in 5 women and 1 in 71 men are raped at some point in their life. That's huge. Half of the female victims report being assaulted by their intimate partner. Listen to that. Intimate partner, they're saying. And further, 40% of women and 50% of men say their attacker was someone they knew. See, this is the problem. Was it consensual or not? Were they having sex all along, and one night he's, you know, wants to be a little rough and have fun, and she consensual? We don't know. Now, there's a company in Argentina, a toy company, by the way, called Tulipan, that came out with an interesting thing. And I have to tell you
about it. I never heard of it.
I hate that this is available on the concept of the morality and everything else. But it's, I think, a necessary thing. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
It's called the consent condom. You can't open this condom unless there are four fingers on it, four thumbprints. Your two and two other thumbprints. So it requires four hands to be open. There are four buttons on the box. One person presses the top two, another the bottom two, and they demonstrates how it works. And the pack is so simple to open, understand, and that. It does not say yes, it is no, and the consent must be something important to the sex. So basically, you say to the woman, when I've said, yes, I do. Okay, then I can't open this condom without your help. It takes four hands to do it. Do you think that will change?
I think it's a good idea, actually.
Well, I'm thinking,
I would buy it for my kids.
Now, see, I'm listening to it, and I'm thinking, okay, suppose a girl comes back and says, oh, that wasn't me. He never used that thing.
Oh, I thought it was like a fingerprint type of.
Well, I mean, device. How would they know that pick? You know, I don't know. I don't think so. It's not yes or no. It's basically they're handed out, and the feedback was pretty good. They tried it. But I'm thinking that the way to do it, not as a fingerprint, because you couldn't possibly do it, although wouldn't be a bad idea, but the man would have to keep it. I think we're going to be down to a consent form.
Okay.
Well, you know, like, I'm just thinking.
Because like I can just imagine, like, hold on just a second. Let me put, but you know what? Everybody has a cell phone these days. They could do it easily. That could be an app for it.
So I'm thinking, and maybe there's someone listening would make it. It would be a consent app.
Yep.
I text you. You sign in and you give consent. And I say, you know, Irina, I'd like to make love to you right now. Do you consent? And they write back. The app makes it say, yes, I mean, blah, 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 consent to having sex with you at this time.
But, you know,
time.
It could be misused, too, because if somebody is raping somebody about to, or they, you know, the person is a victim, she cannot escape, they can force her to just say that. So it would have to be...
Well, see, like, yeah, everything's going to have a flaw, but
right.
There's got to be some way to have, you know, something, you know, because it's scary. I think it's scary for men at this point to be able to do it, but I think the company's getting the right idea. But again, anyone, you can get his friend to help him open it, the four hands, the condom, and then, you know, say it's already open, ready to go. But so I don't know if that's going to work. Now, the thumbprint thing would be amazing. If there was a thumbprint, that would really help out a lot. I don't know. Well, anyway, we're talking about relationships. What's important to you? Give us a call when we get back. Tell us what important things in a relationship are to you. 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. And, of course, you could text the 561-789-1588. And by doing so, I'll be able to answer your question on air. You can always leave us a question at imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us. And, of course, after this is our last component of today. You have a question or something to do with the relationships or anything on look good, feel good, have great sex, give me a call. I'm Dr. Mitch right here at CRN One Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. That's 800-716-9903.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Mitch here. Last segment of today's show, you can call in. We're live at 855-DR-MITCH. This is a live show on how to look good, feel good, have great sex. 855-376-4824. Texting is to 561-789-1588. We're talking about not only the relationships and the difficulties, some of the good things you could do, but now the controversy. How does a guy protect himself? Tomas, board operator, come on the air with me for 1 minute. You were starting to say something was interesting about in the 90s. Tell us about what you were talking about.
Matter of fact, with 4 minutes to go, back in the 90s, I have seen actual agreements that people had to sign. And matter of fact, I may have somewhere in my files a sample of those papers. No, I did not participate. I just want to set that straight. But
okay, but it's okay. I mean, we're not asking you that. But the fact is, do we think maybe we need to go back to that so that someone 30 years from now doesn't call up and say, hey, I didn't tell you you could have sex with me. Now, therefore, you're a bad guy. And, you know, and suddenly, what do you think 30 years later or 20 years or even 10 years later, what's your argument going to be? We hardly remember 10% of the information that's put in front of us. How in the world would we remember that incident if it was just a common? It was not a problem. It was consensual. I don't get what we're going to do. I think, Tomas, maybe that paper is what we have to go back to, and it's going to have to be witnessed and notarized even, maybe.
Yeah, I really feel that way because the fact that, you know, even we were talking off air about Judge Kavanaugh and all of these people coming up and saying this and that and the other thing. And, you know, I think a piece of paper or some kind of proof would exonerate many of the gentlemen that get involved with a woman. But again, I mean, that's some people. Now, there's others who were raised a particular religious or spiritual way that have been told by Scripture to abstain from any kind of sexual conduct unless
you
got married.
Okay. And that's perfectly okay. And that's okay. And that's okay. That's someone's choice. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, can you imagine, Tomas, if you're one of those people that's decided to abstain 20 years from now, a girl comes by and says, by the way, he did this and this to me. And you say, wait, I abstained. I was a virgin when I was married. How do you think that will go over when a court says, yeah, sure, Tomas? Yeah, right. You know what I mean?
There has to be a preponderance.
You can't even defend yourself.
Yeah, it has to be a preponderance of evidence, and that's what is going to have to take place, especially with the guys more, because the fact that if there's any kind of controversy of any kind, at least the guy has sufficient proof, because there still is a tendency for the women to be defended, or they believe the word of the woman
first.
Above a man.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you for giving us that, your insight on it. I think it's a good one. And we're just about over for the show. In any case, it shouldn't be an impediment to having a real relationship. Watching porn is not a substitute for a relationship. Having a nice relationship, whether it's without sex or with sex, this should be determined by both parties. But it should be safe, and it should be a safe place for both individuals. And it should be something that's loving. So monogamy is what I'm saying. And that takes away pretty much a lot of the diseases, especially if you're checked before. We're going out. Irina, thank you so much for being with us, of course. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH, and we'll be back on Sunday, 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern, right here at CRN Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, and 96.1 FM. Until next one, do something to keep yourself healthy, please. God bless everyone. I am Dr. Mitch. I love you, Mom. We'll talk to you soon.
Are you tired of hearing your favorite talk radio show sound like this?